Blog Talk Radio.
Applewhite, and I am so glad to be here this morning. I made a choice. I made a choice, and I hope you do. Every morning, and I encourage all of my students out there and the teachers and all of the people that listen to the show that don't have not yet acknowledged that they are a student and a teacher. But let me explain something to you. The Student to Teacher radio show, sponsored by White Apple Institute, is about helping people to recognize that the student is one who is willing to learn. And I'm sure that all of us can associate with that. Willing to learn. Not necessarily academic, but life lessons. And the teacher is one who is willing to share those life lessons that are learned. Hence, that is student to teacher, and we are all at one time in our lives interchangeably students and teachers. We go through our whole lives like that, don't you agree? So today, what our students and teachers from all over the world, because this show is broadcast globally and we get mail, email messages in and chats. By the way, the chat line is open. So if any of you don't want to get on the actual live call, make sure you go into the chat and give us any comments or suggestions that you'd like to share with the audience out there. Today is, of course, all of our shows are special, have a lot of great information in them because of the people like yourself who call in or write in to White Apple Institute and let us know how you enjoy the Student to Teacher radio show, and we appreciate that. But today we wanted to focus on something that's been coming up a lot. And I think that when I look at over the years, the semesters that I've taught, it seems that always towards testing time, we get more students in that are talking about the anxiety of testing, having a terrible time with testing or reading, and we find out that there's some other issues going on with them and even identify sometimes a learning disability. Now, this is a difficult subject for many, many people, and I have an example for you to really look at this morning because one of the students wrote a very intent letter of explanation about how she feels about her learning disability. And I don't think that it has a lot to do with her ethnicity necessarily, but because she's an African American woman who is dealing with fibromyalgia and dyslexia, she is also trying to deal with the emotional aspect of explaining her so-called dis in her ability to an employer or to the teachers at the college that she attends. So I'd like to really get into talking about Miss C, I'll call her. And Miss C has a real challenge with, first off, even understanding what a learning disability is. And I can tell you, I'm going to get into that in a minute, but I can tell you that this is such a widespread problem that we're finding that, and this is statistics now, that over 25% of the dropout rate with adult learners in college is associated, of course, with financial and you know, family pressures and all of that, but that there's also usually some type of hidden learning disability, some challenge with the academic coursework, and they don't want to talk about it because of whatever taboos that they've been experiencing in their past, in their childhood, or what they've heard about in society about admitting to something about that you have a learning disability. And part of that is because most people are not clear on what a learning disability is. And it goes back to many of our medical doctors and our psychologists, psychiatrists, that are in anyone, mental health professionals as a whole. We don't really, we have a diagram or a definition of what learning disability is, but we have yet to really put it into context in our